Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining us at this time is the co-director of the Black Movie Geneva International Independent Film Festival in Switzerland, Kate Reedy. The festival will be taking place from the 22nd to the 31st of January 2021. Kate, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So
thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I believe this is the first time that Fred gets to talk about Black Movie, the Geneva International Independent Film Festival. So would you like to maybe say a few words to sort of introduce it? Maybe tell us a little bit about its history and its mission statement?
Okay, so it's a festival that's been running for the past 20 years already. And we're dedicated to screening films that are not released in the regular theatres or cinemas in Geneva or in Switzerland, and we've been screening films from mostly from Asia, Latin America, and Africa, made by authors and art house filmmakers, and bringing these films to the local audience since 20 years, and allowing the audience also in usual times to meet the directors after the screenings and have discussions around the films. And so it's a very friendly and open-minded event that takes place during 10 days at the end of January each year.
And in terms of the program, what's it structured like? And are there any sections that are perhaps dedicated to a specific themes?
Yes, we change each year. The themes depend on the films. So we don't have, we work that way. We don't have themes and then try to find films that fit into themes. We watch a lot of films, travel to many festivals, and then we choose the films that we prefer. And then we organize them in different themes. So this year, for example, there'll be six different themes. So it's more like the films that inspire the themes than the other way around, sort of thing. And the themes are mostly about society changes, about if several films are made in the same area of the world, and there's a sort of a new wave of directors coming from a specific country, or they can be around aesthetic issues or around political issues also. So it's a very we're very free in the way we choose these themes and try to help the viewers to decide which films they want to see, because basically most of the directors we screen are not very famous, or quite often it's first films or whatever. So it's sort of necessary to say a little bit more about the films, and that's why we organize them in themes.
Hmm. Can you give me another example perhaps of one of those themes that was present in last year's edition of the festival, or the previous edition of the festival?
Yeah, so for example, last year we had a whole section that was dedicated to the to women that have been mistreated or that are trying to rebel or get organized, or how they respond to impossibilities they have in their everyday life to live a normal and free life, sort of thing. So that was one of the themes last year, and obviously that's a theme that's that is quite present in a lot of films we see even this year again. But that's an example. Another example is last year we had a theme around cinema made in Algeria. And documentary, more specifically, documentaries made in Algeria that told stories about the history of the country, about its cultural scene, about the changes in society, things like that. Mm.
Before I forget, what are the dates for the upcoming edition of the festival?
22nd till the 31st of January 2021.
Okay. And so will it be taken, do you know already whether it'll be taking place online or physically?
We actually we're working on two different versions of the festival. In any case, the festival will take place from the 22nd till the 31st of January. And we're working on the possibility of having an online-only edition, and we're also working on the possibility of having a part presential, part virtual edition, in case it's possible for the cinemas to reopen in January, even if it's with a very small attendance possible, because before they closed for this lockdown that's taking place at the moment in Geneva, 50 people at a time were allowed. So on the second version of the festival, we would have cinemas open with people in person, up to 50 people in different cinemas, and we would add on to this attendance, because obviously it wouldn't be enough, online screenings also. So both of the possibilities exist, and we're working on both of them actually, because we've been through the experience of a lot of festivals organizing everything till the last minute and then being completely cancelled. And obviously now that we're nearly a year ahead, we've been working on this all through summer and part of the autumn now, trying to find another way to exist in any case. So it is possible for us to show the films. Obviously, we would prefer if it was in the in-person version, but if it's not, it will be just all online.
And while we're on the topic, just generally speaking, I'd love to document your thoughts on this. What do you feel the role of film festivals is during the time of the pandemic?
I think it's really, really important. I mean, like all the other people that have a role to play in the economy of culture and of cinema, I think it's really important to keep going and to keep doing things and to keep the cinema alive. So our role is to continue to allow films to reach an audience. I mean, if it's through traditional screening, which is obviously much more fun and much more efficient, or if it's through an online version, it's still important to show the films, and that the a lot of people we've been in contact with that make films are really very eager to show their work, and they haven't been able to do so for 6 months or so, and they don't know for how much longer. So a lot of the filmmakers are quite happy to have their films screened, even if it's only online. So I think our role is really important to continue to allow the cinema and the machine, if you can call it such, around it to not to die, sort of thing, to stay alive. Plus, I think in the pandemic, a lot of people are at home, a lot of people working from home or in quarantine or ill or whatever. They have much more time than usual to watch films. And I think it's important to offer a different sort of program to these people than is it accessible online. I mean, different from Netflix and from what the big platforms offer. Can be more specific, and it can be more original, and it's the same sort of battle as it exists in the physical cinemas, where you also have to try and find a place for these more art house or different sort of films.
Do you feel like in its over two decades history, Black Movie has somehow contributed to audience development in Geneva?
Yes, that's certain. It's absolutely certain. We were the first festival to screen films from Asia, for example, at the time when there was a big and very interesting movement of new filmmakers in like South Korea, and those films would have never been screened and weren't seen at all. So we did allow the audience to get familiar with these with these filmmakers, and it's been true all along the way. We have allowed people to discover a lot of filmmakers and a lot of films that come from areas in the world where they were not screened at all and didn't exist at all on the cinema map in Geneva, and then later on they did access bigger festivals, and some filmmakers actually did win the first prize in the Cannes Film Festival, places like that. These same directors did come through Geneva beforehand, so we've been quite good at helping people discover new and interesting filmmakers.
So, speaking of the upcoming edition of the festival again, so do you have a vision already for the next festival's program? Have you guys confirmed some films that you can talk about with us?
Yes, so we've nearly finished our selection for this year. We've selected a little bit more than 40 films, documentaries, and feature films, and I can talk about a couple of films that are already confirmed. So we have a section in our festival that's called To Be Followed, and in this section there's filmmakers that we've been following through several years, and we screen most of their films or all the films we've liked. And this year there's a new film by Sono Sion, the Japanese director, who made a film called Red Post on Escher Street, which is absolutely excellent. It's the story of a casting and this young and upcoming film director who's going through a sort of a breakdown is obliged to organize a casting of amateur actresses, and throughout the film you follow all the different characters that come to this casting, sometimes alone, sometimes in a group, and it all goes completely berserk because he's threatened by the mafia. He's losing his mind. He's not managing to finish his script. Some of the actresses actually worship him, harassing him. I mean, there's all sorts of things that are happening around this the shooting of this film, and I won't say anything about the ending, but it's a really beautiful and very funny and amusing film about cinema. And it's also very much about actresses, female actresses, and it's pretty modern and quite audacious. I mean, it's a very daring film. So that's one of my favorites this year. And I can talk about another film that's made by an Argentinian filmmaker called Rodrigo Sepúlveda, and the title is Tengo Miedo Torero, and it's a film that he based on a very famous novel that was the first novel that spoke about a gay character in he's Chilean, sorry, it's in Chile under the Pinochet regime, and this character is trying to accidentally has to save these political opponents that are hiding, and he gets involved in a whole story trying to hide their books, and it's at the same time it's a love story, and there's a lot of music, and it's also a very moving and sweet film. I must say it's been very enjoyable to make the selection this year, because it was a real it's always the case, but it was much more the case than usual, being ourselves closed in, to have all these films coming from all over the world and discovering what was going on in other places, or how people managed to be creative even under a lot of pressure.
Right. Yeah, so it sort of facilitated the process as well.
Yeah, it has, because the directors are much more willing to show their films than ever. That's for sure.
Just to end it on this note, I saw the poster for this year's edition. Would you like to maybe say a few words on the significance of this year's poster for the festival?
Yeah. So the posters of our festival are always very important to us, and we have a lot of we really enjoy working with the graphic designers and trying to figure out something that's original and that can be sort of striking on the street. And this year we chose an image where you can see a sort of a sunset or maybe the beginning of a new day, but we sort of made it look a little bit strange because the colors are not quite right or not in the right order. It doesn't, what you see on the poster doesn't really exist in real life. So it's like a sunset. So it's at the same time full of hope and a little bit scary. And we set it in the background of a building that's a building that's quite well known in Geneva. It was built in the 70s. And so for us, this poster means people are sort of closed in or in their homes or whatever, but they can still look at the sky and they can still see films that are going to make them think of different issues and help them have a good time. So basically, it was really important for us to have a sort of a positive and joyful, colourful poster this year, even if it's a little bit scary.
Great, Kate. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for your show.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.